Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, this is The Diary. This is your host, Stacy, and I'm here on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday, October the 3rd, 2010, and I'm going to be joined with my wonderful family coming up very soon. My daughter's going to be here. My niece will be here, and we are out on the patio where I'm hoping our reception will be pretty good, and everything will work out well. I titled this week, Come Out Black, Church, Come Out Black People, because we really need to do that. We need to begin to be real with each other and begin to be real with what's going on, you know, with our people and address those things on a real level. And I think pretty much we've tried everything else. So what I'd like to do, I'd like to try love to see if that works. So a couple friends of mine, family, all getting together and talking about what we think we can do to make a difference. And that's what this show is all about. So I'm hoping everything is good with our reception because I don't see much okay. But I'm hoping it's there and it's going to pop up pretty soon. But hopefully you can hear my voice. And, you know, so just reeling and rocking and rolling over the Eddie Long situation and all of that and how that's been working out. And it's just it's amazing to me that not only – you know, I mean, yeah, you're not proven guilty, you're innocent until proven guilty kind of stuff, and which is true. But, you know, so many young men have come out, and it's just a sad thing. It's sad for me. I mean, I feel sad for the family, for the boys, for the church, you know, and just for black people that we can be duped. I mean, to me, it's like we're duped at every level. You know, and now even with Christ, we're getting deep. With the church is deep enough. The one institution, the black church was the first black institution. It was the church. And, you know, it's just amazing to me. And I'm going to click my switchboard again. Hopefully I don't lose reception. And hopefully I'm on and this is going and things are rolling. And there we go. So I think I'm back. At least I can see myself. So, yeah, please feel free to call in. Phone number here is 917-889-9946. Call in, please, anytime. And we're going to start the show with, you know, I just want to thank God for the opportunity, you know, that I live in this time where I'm able to put my voice on the Internet in such a way where I can affect people and make change and just say positive things. I just thank God that I live in a time that I'm able to do that. And I'm on speakerphone just so my guests, whenever they do get here, are able to be able to hear them as well. So hopefully you can hear me well. But I do thank God for the time that we live in. And, you know, I'm hoping to make a big difference with this thing that we're trying to do, which is our love revolution. Well, we just decided, Terry and I and my daughter Jessica and my niece Cheryl, you know, and it was the most wonderful thing because we're all together. And my daughter says, "My mom, you know, we're talking about getting together, having these businesses started and doing this and that." And my daughter said, "Well, Mom, why don't we just do this? Why don't we do this? Why don't we just be an example? How about we just go out there and be a good example? And then, you know, from that, then we can go ahead and show people what to do." And it's like, you know, I had to high five her, first of all, because she's only 23 years old. And that's my great nephew, Dan, in the other room. We're waiting for his mommy to get back with his cousin. Danny, you want to come say hi on the radio? No, thank you. Okay, he said no, thank you. So at least he's honest. So yeah, Mom, let's just be an example. And then with us being an example, we can go and show other people what to do, and people can learn from our example. So I'm like, you know, I had to high-five her, first of all, for being 22 and wanting to be an example. Because it really don't make a difference how you start. It really makes a difference how you finish. You know, and then I had to high-five her, too, for the simple fact that she's my child. you know, and I felt proud that my child would say, let's just be an example, Mom, in the world, and try to affect it that way. Because people don't see enough positive examples. I mean, she shows you that. So this is the diary before we come out of Sacramento every Sunday from 3 to 4, and just trying to give my people a little time to get here. They decided at the last minute they were going to pick up Jesse instead of her just calling in. So we got time. So she's a positive young lady. My daughter, I love her immensely, Elijah's mama, and the apple of my eye, one of three, and I have three eyes. Anyway, now the history of the black church, let's go over that just a little as we preface what we need to go over, because once again, as we did our little black history thing, it will continue next week, but as we did that, you know, the oldest institution here in the United States was the black church. So that was the oldest institution that we ever had. So today in 2010, to see what it has become, which is basically an institution that excludes pretty much people unless you go on with the program. And then to exclude, I mean, I've been in a lot of churches, and it's not even a black church, but I just a black church because it's such a travesty, at, you know, that went on with the Eddie Long situation. And it's not as though Eddie Long is a singular, just one shot. They're everywhere. And it's okay to be, you know, that way because God made us all. But to hold yourself above everyone else and to preach the gospel and then to condemn others and you are, you know, under the sheets doing the exact same thing is just, it's just a disgrace. And it's something that we as black people should just really leave a bad taste in our mouth. It should really just say, you know, these things need to stop. And at some point, I wish it was now, and that's what we're trying to push. It should stop at some point. But we can no longer accept people calling themselves leaders with that kind of behavior. I mean, people calling themselves leaders, and yet they don't have anything, they're not leading us with nothing. What are you leading us with? You know, so that's what I love churches all about. We want to start a black love revolution, baby. You know, we need to begin to include people, and that's what our church is going to be about. Just like what my family is all about. Three principles, you know, like the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we will build our church on inclusion, inspiration, and education. That no matter what your race, creed, color, sexual orientation, and all of that good stuff, we're going to include you no matter what. Because, you know, when you look at the black church, that is set up to discriminate. I mean, look how they take the offering. You know, you got to march past the bucket. So what if I don't have no money to march past the bucket and I'm feeling condemned, you know? The church, and the black church in particular, is a church that has excluded people, and we want to stop that. So our church is all about inclusion. And it looks like we zonked out again on the Internet, so we're going to try it again and see what happens and get back up here. Hopefully you can still hear my voice, but I haven't played any music, so we should be cool. And I will take a break very shortly, trying to wait to see if my door is or not. But, you know, This is a diary. This is where we love you, and this is where we start the love church. This is where we start the love church, where we include people, we inspire people, and we are here to educate people. And I'm trying to get my show page up, and I'm going to take a little break, see if I can get it back up and play some music, and see if my nephew is cool. And this is the diary. And it's not going where I want it to go. It's busy trying to do stuff all fancy outside. So let's try this again. Da 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 da. I'll sing to you. Da 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 da. What's there? Because you are retarded, Stacey. There you go. All right. This is the diary. Hopefully you can hear me. Hopefully nothing stopped. But if you did, oh well. You know, I'm here every Sunday and stuff. Who cares? Listen to an old one, listen to a new. And I'm going to play Right Here With Me, because that's what my family should be very shortly. And I'm going to have to give them a call. They're good for standing me up. But this is the diary. This is where we love you. And this is right here with Nate. Be right back. My two friends, Mary and Jesus. You be surprised. I'm going to take this dude's picture. He's a neighbor, but, I mean, he looks dead on Jesus. And he's working his way over this way. And I hope he's not knocking on the door because I'm not going to be able to answer it. Although he would be great to be talking about the love revolution because he looks just like Jesus. So I think he may be coming over this way. We'll see. Looks like they're coming. So if they knock on the door, I'm going to put on music, and I'm going to end up marrying Jesus in the house. And my family going to trip out. I'm like, if I wasn't waiting on you, I was waiting on Mary and Jesus, and they have shown. And I think I see them, they pass, they'll be at the door, a knocking. And I hope everybody's there. So we're going to talk about the love revolution. This is the diary. Hopefully you can hear me. New technology, I'm seeing all my neighbors. It's a beautiful day in Sacramento. And I'm just a very lucky person. I'm very blessed. That's why I think I can start a love revolution. But you got to start it at home and in your heart first. That's for sure. So when you do that, it's easy to do it everywhere else. Hey, let me hear. Jesus is coming, I bet. Let's see. It's like a Sunday because I came over last night, but too late. Yep, there they go. So I'm going to take a quick break and let Jesus in while I play the love doc.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Hey, we're back. Everybody's here. Jesus, Mary, my paper. Jesus brought in the paper. Cheryl, Jesse, and everybody's here. Yay, everybody's back. So we're talking about love. So it's so appropriate that everybody's here that I love. And Jesus. Hey, come on here. Why not? That I love Jesus? Yes, I can. You want to say something? Okay. Hey, you see that? That's you right there. Cool. No, girl, give me that. So this week we're talking about love, okay? And we're talking about the church that we start. Right, Cheryl? And come in and introduce yourself. See, I told you, now we need all our chairs you talked about.
I can sit on the
ground. Hi,
everybody. Yeah, pull up one of those chairs.
Okay, bye, everybody.
No, you and yourself. Come on, Jesse. Give Mommy a kiss, Jesse. Yeah, hold on, Mom. Okay, so we're starting a church. We already have Jesus. Right, don't we?
Yes.
Don't we? Okay, everybody but his wife. Say it. Doesn't he look like Jesus?
Yes, he does. He does.
All right. Really? Jesse, isn't he dead on Jesus?
That is a compliment.
That is. Hang out everything, Bear.
No assurance.
Where's everybody?
But even then.
No, he's the coolest. He's like, what's in his shirt? He's wearing Jesus' rainbow shirt.
Are you saying? Oh, okay. I thought that said Sagittarius.
Yes, because it's a love chat. So we're talking about love. All right, so we started the church. We got Jesus. We got Mary. Right, how are both of this? This is the best thing ever. Cheryl.
Best buddy, Cheryl.
My niece, she's my niece too. We just happen to be sitting here in the park.
Yeah, my dad is her older brother. He's the baby of the
11 And thank you for bringing back my brother.
That explains her wild personality.
So we have our church based on three things: inclusion, inspiration, and education. Nothing else. So inclusion means you include everybody. And you know why we did it? Because of the two little gay guys that killed themselves because of, just not being accepted. That's why they killed themselves. Did you hear about them? You probably didn't. You guys don't watch. Jesus doesn't mean, he is the moon. Doesn't mean to watch.
Yeah.
You heard about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that we want to include everybody and make sure that these kids especially know that they're included. Religion now is like so discriminatory, right? They discriminate. I think they do. And we've never talked about religion, Jesus. And if you guys have one necessarily, but we'll talk about that later. But you know, because religion and spirituality have two different things. And I think today religion has screwed up more people than sex. It's been my experience. I don't know. Unless you're a priest, Jesus. Are you a rabbi? I don't. Maybe he's a rabbi. Is your husband a rabbi?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay, good. He don't want to comment. Somebody that looks like Jesus has to comment on religion. No comment? Do you practice your religion?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
You mind?
There we go. That's what we're talking about, and that's more important than religion, right? Because organized religion of the world is pretty much screwed people up. They're not inclusive, is what I think. No? No, keep it so. You don't want to. Hi, Jesse. How are you? Come closer. Jesse's here. Look at that. And our signal. Yeah, we're still online. And our signal sucks, so we're going to go back to our show page. And everybody's going to. Right. No, we're going to switch up. Everybody needs to introduce themselves now that they're here. All you have to do. Okay, we'll get back to Steve. Everybody's silly, but it's okay. Look at Jesse. See, Jesse's a pro. Jesse's done this before.
Am I supposed to laugh when I'm nervous?
Now you just laugh just because you're happy. All right. Oh, come on. No,
we got your show.
Oh, now it's the pool. Oh, we suck. Oh. Am I? No, but look.
Connected.
Okay, we'll be back. Yeah, this is what we want. This is the good one. This is the good one.
But you're still on
the Yeah, I'm still on the that's what happens when you're trying to love everybody. The devil always tries to come in and mess up. Right? Jesus still won't answer. Switchboard, let's try it. Okay, we're back. We're on.
Yes.
We're good. So we're going to take a break so everybody can shake a leg and be, like, not nervous.
No one's nervous.
Oh, okay, good. All right, we're back. Jesse's here.
Hi.
Why are you yelling?
Okay, and we're on speakerphone. All right, so we want to introduce everybody. I'm here. I'm safe. Everybody knows me. And to my right is the lovely
Jessica.
Jessica's my daughter and very lovely.
Yes. And I'm Cheryl, the niece.
The niece, the very lovely niece.
For the third time.
And
beside me, I have
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
I love it.
Isn't he bright?
I love it.
I love it. And Mary. Look at Mary. Yay. That is so
what are you
good.
Talking
We're talking about our church that was started.
Okay.
It's our love church.
Okay.
Based on three things. And Terry was supposed to call in. She was the founder, co-founder, and she hasn't called. So.
Okay. So. Probably did while you lost connection.
But. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. The leader of the church can't take that. That's how real our church is.
That was
she did. You know what I mean? Okay, so the three things I said to the song is
spirit
to be connected with the spirit. All right? No. Inspiration, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Because our job is to inspire people. That's what we want to do, inspire people to greatness.
Yes.
Right? Like we inspire each other, right? We inspire each other, right?
Yep.
Right, Jesus, just looking at you, I'm inspired. You know what I mean? Okay, that's part of it. And then inclusion. You know, we want to
always be included, irregardless of who you are, what you believe. I mean, if you have a good heart and good being, then you should want to be around people that are equally as good and what.
And if you don't have a good heart, then we're going to teach you how to have one. Right?
Yeah.
We can do that. That's what we really want to do, because a lot of people suck. And we're going to teach you not to suck. Right? We could say stuck in our church. Because we include, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. You can be you. But, you know, don't be vulgar. You know, but you can say stuck.
You need to come with an open heart.
Yeah, open heart, open mind. That's our church.
Yeah, we do that. Then right? Okay.
So we don't meet every day here at 3.
Church is a strong.
And you don't have to. No.
Maybe we should.
Well, okay, what should we call it?
Gathering.
As Jesus, because he's here.
Fellowship.
Look at
it.
Group.
Faith group.
Okay. Well, we shouldn't say church.
Well, because people,
okay.
They just think religion.
Okay, but we're not talking
right?
religion.
When someone says church, what's your instinct up? What religion are you? Am I? Faith?
Okay, so what's our name?
I don't know. Now you're pushing.
Don't worry too much about
not a name.
Take it back to
all right, but we have our principles though.
The calling. Yeah.
No, that sounds. That sounds.
No.
Yeah, the calling.
No.
That sounds like some aliens don't get
it.
Okay. Okay. Right. Oh, look here. Oh, look. Okay, we're off.
Excuse us.
Right, but we good because that's how we do things. I guess I should do that, but I'm not. See, look how quick that comes back because we good. Okay, switchboard. That's what I'm. Because
I don't
do the phone too, so we never lose the phone. The switchboard is when we want to play music and stuff like that, which we will do now while we sit back and think with Jesus about a name. What we're going to do, we're going to play flying bass because we like bass music.
My mystery guest calls. She sucks.
Yes, we stay in touch at our church.
Okay, and we want to heal Black America and undo the wrongs that have been committed for the past 40 years. I mean, Black leaders have left Black America bankrupt for 40 years, and it's time to, you know, somebody to figure out how somebody's going to pay us. And that's what we're talking about, just pay us. I have so many different things going on, and none of them is working right, but it's a good thing that my phone is still here. And I'm going to click on this again, and this should be good. My daughter's talking about, I just want to eat first. Well, you going to finish eating when the show is over? I love my family. I love them. So everything is good. So education, that's another part of our love church, where we will educate you about this country. I think that's very important. Educate you about this country. How did I write that thing? How did I write that thing? Educate you about religion, what religion is and is not, okay? And what religion is not supposed to be a place where you gather and feel condemned or feel like it's only the pastor that can drive the family. That's what I was saying. And I was like, look, you're supposed to inspire me, Mr. Pastor, to where I should be driving a Bentley, too. I want to drive a Bentley. So if what you coming to me, you can't give me enough knowledge and enough insight to do what you're doing for yourself. You get to drive a Bentley, but I don't. Who say that? Why is that right? So, you know, that church should inspire you to do just as good for yourself as he does for himself. Shouldn't be building 14, 15 different churches and people in the one church you got on cross. That's just not the way it's supposed to be. We got a lot of stuff going on. I want to be connected to this one, please. Thank you. We going in and out. Who knows what this will sound like? Excuse me, people.
Yeah.
Why is everybody looking backwards at me? Everybody's looking backwards at me. How come you ain't out here?
You're supposed to be covering some of these topics.
See, that's why I said our church ain't going to be raggedy, even though my first 3 members are.
What do you mean?
Now they talking about, when did I volunteer for a church? I volunteered you, so come on. Come on and talk about something.
Talk about, no, you're the one talking. Right.
Well, my daughter was the one talking about, let's all be an example and then go out to the world.
What happened to, hey, Jesse, what happened to let's go be an example and come out to the world? Now, come on and talk about that.
I
haven't eaten all day. She waited till the show to start eating. Please, raggedy dead. Mary and Jesus left. Yeah, I would have to be a nigga church.
No.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica here on AAASM
Diary.
Act like you know me. And that's my mother in the background.
Very much.
And if you guys have been listening, today we're talking about
love.
Love. The revolution of love.
Yeah. Wow. We love Okay, so I want you two to tell me what your role will be in the love gathering revolution kind of stuff. You first, Jesse.
I don't really know what my role is going to be.
Come on, what about that making example stuff?
But
you're such a good spirit.
I think so that people can understand what's going on and what you're trying to and what you're trying to do. I think it starts with loving yourself, everybody. I think that's where it starts. So if you guys can at least take that for right now, would start loving yourself, then I think.
What do you think about our three concepts, inspiration, inclusion, and education? What is your role going to be with those concepts? How will you inspire young ladies just like you?
I think by just being an example, just being able to tell my story and tell people what I'm going through. Because everyone can always relate to you. Your situation is always relatable to somebody else. So if you have a way that there's something that I've been through and I can share it with you guys, and I don't know, I think that's really a real way of helping people is just talking to them.
Excuse me, Elijah. No, that's for Grandma. All right, Elijah, what will be your role? Huh, Papa?
Say, Papa.
Thank you. No, he's okay. All the kids yell out. Say what I loud auntie and grandma.
I think the best thing you can do is to live by example.
Yeah,
there we go.
Very good, Cheryl. Elaborate.
People tell me all the time, you know, you always seem to be so happy. Well, I try not to think about the negativity of the world as much and try to focus more on the positive things. Because the more you focus on positive things, the more you bring positive things into your life. The more you focus on negative things, well, there you go.
More
negative things coming to your life.
Exactly.
Because
we believe that.
We put out there. I just think the more I'm able to be positive, maybe someone will catch on and run with that torch.
So you don't like the word church?
No. Church, it's not that I don't like the word church, but I think church scares people because then they instantly think about religion, which, I completely understand. Religion has been so misleading over the years and discouraging over the years that people have lost faith.
Well, I agree. I think religion started as a fear factor for people because it put limits and boundaries of what we can do here on this earth. So when you give a limit and a boundary to somebody, you're automatically inducting a fear factor in them. And when you live in fear, you're not really living to your full potential. So I think that's what the whole religion thing is based off of. And, two,
which is why I don't like to refer to
what we're doing as religion.
Exactly.
Elijah, you inside, buddy.
Well, Papa.
Go back inside. Watch TV.
Religion was
thank you, Papa.
To establish fear, then, you know, you would just follow instead of, you know, thinking for yourself and figuring things out on your own. They figured if they established the fear, then you would just follow what they say.
Yes. See, and there's not. But all that's done is just put up boundaries and deferred what was right for wrong. Was really, why are we, like, trying to. It's like we already know what people are going to do before they do it. Kind of, when you make a religion and you tell them what they should do,
it's all for fear. You know, and I think that's true.
And you think you ought to follow it.
That sounds Jim Jones.
Well, does it matter what it sounds?
Yeah.
Well, it is. Church.
Following.
Okay, well.
Sounds better than church. Anyway.
Okay.
Church.
The love following? Is that what you're going to call it?
Sure.
The love following.
Yeah.
The love gatherer. I don't know.
Which one do you like, Elijah?
Okay.
Thanks, Eliza.
Wish we could know what chooses people on the
side
of the world.
So if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, please call in 917-889-9946. Call in.
And Phil, we want you to be a part. It's not just us, even though we're silly. We need some non-silly members.
Okay,
seriously, though. The fear factor, that's what modern religion is all about. And especially nowadays, you have to be so bold in order to succeed today. I mean, you know, everybody's just like following the leader, but if you're going to be successful today, you got to put that shit aside. Ain't no following the leader. You got to be the leader. And religion will, just like all of those, I mean, I'm sorry, but they knew Eddie Long had issues with little boys in 2008, but everybody continued to follow him. You know, come on now. If everybody would have said no, then he would not have been able to keep on doing what he did. You know, somebody at some point, especially today, is going to have to stand out and be a leader.
See, so what that does is now takes the trust factor out of people trusting religion. Yet you're back in that same circle of non-trust. And that's why I have the problem with church. Church is a form of fear. It's meant to show fear or push you towards doing right based on fear. And that's just not right.
And not even doing right, though. Because there's more nasty people in the church than outside. So it ain't like they all out there doing right on top of it. So.
It goes back to that old saying, the biggest sinners are in the church. All I would like to do is just show someone that if you try to live on a good path, you know, try to be right by people, you know, live your life as right as you can, then you'll be blessed just because.
Yep, and that's what our thing is about. We're going to inspire people to be good, inspire people to do right by other people.
But when you
inspire people to do right by themselves, we're going to educate people about what religion is and is not. You know, that's what we want to do. That's what our fellow kids, our gathering is all about. You know, so this is a diary where we're going to talk love and peace and goodness and all that good stuff.
And really, come on, people. Let's quit blaming everybody else and take responsibility for our own future. If you can be whatever you want in this world, and you know who proved it? Our president. And many, many before him. But if you need a sound advice, a future advice, look up Barack Obama. You know, we can do whatever we want to do, you know, if we want to do it, whether that be physically or spiritually.
Right. This is the diary where we love you, you love me. the Gaia Ray. It's me and Jesse and Cherry. Yeah, that's a cousin Pete. All right, so we here, we there, we everywhere. And it looks like we have a caller. And it is our fourth member of our Love Gathering Revolution and not church. So we're going to take the call. Uh-oh, did we lose her?
No.
All right, let's see. Okay, here we go. And Jesse, right here, right? Because Jesse Peck, call
no.
Her on her
show. No.
Nope.
You're going to hang up on us. Oh, boy.
Here we go, right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesse, say something.
You're on the air.
I said Jesse.
Oh.
Hi, caller. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. Remember you talked to Terry.
Hi, Terry. This is Carol.
Hi.
Can you hear us? We're on speakerphone, so all of ourselves can talk.
I can hear you. Not real clear,
okay,
but I can hear you.
All right. Are you enjoying the show, Terry?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Good. That's good.
So what's your thought? About the Love Church?
Yes. About the Love Church.
About Love Church.
Now, you came up with the Love Church. Don't act like you ain't never heard of it.
Huh?
I said, don't act like you ain't never heard of it. You came
you
up
know.
With it.
Well, yeah, we need to. It needs to happen. It needs to be a church, just everybody coming together and just loving each other regardless of our backgrounds, our who we like to love, disabilities, you know. It shouldn't be any matter. We should just come in with love. When I was growing up, my mother told me when I was reading the Bible, whatever, and I couldn't understand it, she said, well, you know, God is love, and that's it. That's what you get out of it, love. That's it. And if you know that, then you got it.
Exactly.
Hey, so
but
Terry, tell me.
But it's getting lost. It's getting lost in the church.
Exactly.
We're doing too much.
We do way too much. We're taking the what is real off of what we're supposed to be focusing on. We're
That's
putting
right.
it into way too much. And then, but not only that, Terry, they've made it into like a bank, basically. These pastors are living off of the money of the people,
mm-hmm.
you know. And they're not really, at the end of the day, they're not really happy because they're at the clubs and doing crazy things and unhappy relationships and haven't figured out what
mm-hmm.
their purpose is in life. And yet they're still coming to church every Sunday and giving. And people honestly have just made a profit off of the backs of the people. And the people need to stand up and say they've had enough and really just come together and start
yeah.
loving each other, because not only are we at stake, the world is at stake. Mother Earth is at stake because
mm-hmm.
of what we're doing to her. And because of the minds of what people have been doing these years and years on, it's time for everybody to stand up. So I think a love church would be the best thing ever.
Yes. Yes. And then we have to understand, too, is a lot of churches think the more money you put in, the more you're going to get, the more blessings you're going to get, the bigger your miracle is. It doesn't happen like that. I don't belong to a church. I've had miracles happen in my life. Things have happened, you know, I can sit here and pray and go into my closet and get the same effect. So it's not about that. And that, a lot of people believe that.
Yep.
You know, a
but
lot
you know
of people believe that.
You know why, though? It's because they need someone to depend on. They are
mm-hmm.
always reaching for someone to believe in because people are followers. They don't know how to just sit
no.
at home and focus on themselves and
no.
go through your house and think about what you want in the future and really love yourself and love your family. They want to go
yes.
to the church Sunday. Get dressed up, go get your hair and your nails done. They make
exactly.
it a parade, honestly. They make it something despicable and instead of, and they're unhappy. People really still are happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when Sacramento was going through all these foreclosures and all these African-American people were putting all this money in churches, they were still losing their homes. The churches weren't saving their homes. They weren't buying
right,
these homes
right.
up and keeping them in home. Everybody was still losing everything by pulling,
right.
but they were pulling thousands of dollars into the church. The church was getting big, and they were losing everything.
See, that's what I was thinking. That was going to be my next question, and that's really why, Gary, I have a problem with the church connection is that, you know, where's the accountability? Where is these thousands of dollars I'm giving to my church going? Where is it? What is it really doing? Are we really helping people? You know,
yeah.
people have lost faith in that because they have given their money besides, pay, you know, irregardless to paying their mortgage. They'd
mm-hmm.
rather pay their pastor. And
yeah.
what do they end up with? They
yeah.
still lose their home. They're still unhappy. Mm-hmm. But yet they've given all their faith and their earnings to someone that, who can care less.
10%. They set it up like that. It makes you think, where does that really come from? The Bible is man-made. If we go back, the Bible is bits and pieces of things that happened when God was around. And God is real because God is love. And that's just what we have to know.
Yep.
God is everything that is and is not. We don't know what he is, but we know that he's love. So
that's it.
And that's good. And you know what? And as far as the Bible is concerned, as much as I use it to pray and study and get closer to God, you know, people really need to look at the history of the Bible because,
mm-hmm.
you know, some man chose which pieces and parts were going to be in the Bible, you know? So
right.
we don't have a really complete picture of anything in our lives. All we know is that we were created by somebody smarter, bigger, higher than us, and what we should know is that we were put on this earth to prosper, not to
mm-hmm.
suffer, not to put all our hopes and dreams in one human, just as human as you are. You always going to find yourself short when you put all your hopes
into
dreams being a human that walk and talk and shit and eat. Just like
that's
you.
Right.
So that's what I love church is all about, right, Terry? Inspiring
that's right.
to get into self and find God. Find God through self, nigga.
Yes.
Find him through yourself.
Yeah. So once you can find him in yourself, then you can go out, and if you want a relationship, you can have a relationship, or you can do it.
Right,
you can have a business. If you don't love you, you can't find anything. You will be if you have to love you.
That's right. That's why we inspire people to do that. That's what we all about. And if you've been listening, my crew on this end talking about they don't want to use the word church, Terry. So we're gonna have to come up with something else
okay.
over the next week.
Okay.
When we talk about it, because, you know, we gonna figure it out because, you know, it's so necessary. We're going to inspire people. We're going to include all people, especially children.
Yes.
Especially children that are going out there killing
and
themselves.
Especially gay.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yes.
gender. Or bisexual. Or
yes.
polyamorous. Or whatever you want to be. It shouldn't really matter
yeah.
who the hell you are.
Because everybody.
Mom,
yeah, because all these people.
That's the problem. That's
yeah, because
the
all these people. All these people love God, you know. Even with,
because exactly.
I have a daughter with Down syndrome, and you can see her anointing in her. She was born with an anointing. She, I don't know,
exactly.
you know, she can't really
but
speak. She can't buy, you know. Yeah, and
yep.
she goes in the church, and just because she praises God differently or runs around the church or can't sit down, then, oh, you know, we can't have her in here. Everybody got to be, you know, it has to be orderly. It has to be this, you know. It's just, it's crazy. So we don't go.
It's crazy. That's
you know what I think it is? You know what I think it is? Just like what everything else is, just like what black and white is, just like what everything has to have an opposite. And I think they're just trying to figure out any way to keep the people separate from each other. If you
mm-hmm.
look at the views of gays and people who have, you know, to us, issues with sexuality, they're the most loving and understanding people
mm-hmm.
in this world because they've figured out something that other people don't know, that other people just block off and instead of opening your heart and your mind to.
Exactly.
These people understand it, but they don't want people to come together and love each other the way we should. And so I think they're going to always try to make it seem like gays.
Okay.
And,
you know, and I'm sorry, when a, obviously gay pastors preaches how bad it is to be gay,
yeah.
black people need to shut up, sit their ass down for a minute, quit worrying about people they looking at and find God from within.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because a nigga on this earth is going to trick you as long as you can be tricked.
They're always going to give you an obstacle to go, come to the love, so come to
yes.
the love church. So
yes.
say, nigga.
Like my mother used to always say, you come as you are.
All right, Terry. Oh, Terry, thank you for calling. This was great. You know, I got to be out of here in like 2 minutes, so I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you for calling. I know you're going to call next week. Come on now. We need another word besides church.
Okay, we have to think about it, but you know us.
We're going to brainstorm. We're going to brainstorm.
Okay.
Fellowship. She said group. Anything's the following.
But you
you know what? Them is the niggas we really got to get. It's okay, though, because it was set up like that. It was set up like that. There's this ignorance. We love them no matter what. Them is my niggas. Like my son say, don't be a nigga, be my nigga. All right. We love you, Terry.
Love you, too.
Maybe you'll be in house with these goofy goons next week.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, people. We got 2 minutes. We got like a couple seconds because I got to put it in your show. So thank you for being here, my family. I love you. Don't be a goofy goon. Love your family.
No, be goofy.
Oh, yeah. Be goofy and join the love clique. All right? The love group. We gonna
the love fellowship.
Yeah.
Gathering.
The fellowship gathering. I like the clique, though. I always wanted to be in the clique. Anyway, we love you. This is the diary. Have a wonderful week.
Peace.